Wouldn't you love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, the show where I bring you into my life as a traveling entrepreneur and, along with some of my awesome guests, give you tips and strategies for building your own freedom business. Welcome to the show. Let's make it happen. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Joe here, and welcome to another episode of the Your Lifestyle Business podcast. We are on part three of my blogging series. If you have not yet listened to parts one and two, then go and have a listen to episode 78, where I talk all about how to make money blogging, and then episode 79, where I go through step by step how to set up your money making blog, including choosing your domain, setting up the site, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so go and check those two episodes out. Now today, we are talking about the essential pages and plugins that you need for your money making blog. So hopefully by now you have chosen your topic, you've decided your name, you've secured your domain, and you have chosen and registered for a hosting package. You've installed WordPress and now you're like, let's go. What do I need to crack on? So first of all, if you're thinking, I now need to super uber design my site, I need a really lovely funky looking header, I need to go and choose a theme for my WordPress site, etc., can I just suggest that you keep it super simple to get started? So if you already have a really lovely designed site, great, happy days, that's all you need. If you're sitting there with a kind of a bare canvas, then go with a free theme. WordPress have got some lovely free themes. Just go into the back end of WordPress, look up their free themes, select a really nice free theme, keep it really, really simple. You can then go and use canva.com to create yourself a funky little logo. You can go and use unsplash.com. I'll link to all of these in the show notes. Unsplash.com for a really nice, beautiful header image. And then really you want to focus on content moving forward, because that is the most important part of your site, is delivering that content. Now, obviously we don't want to be driving people to a really horrible, ugly looking site. And there is no need for you to have that in this day and age with the lovely free WordPress themes. But I also don't want you to spend the next 3 months designing an all singing, all dancing, incredible site that you don't have any traffic coming to. And I talk from experience. I've done it myself and I've spent a lot of money. And really what we want to do is make sure there are some sites out there. If you go and start searching your niche, you will find some sites that are generating 30, 50, 100,000 hits a month, and they are the ugliest looking things you could ever see. But with just a nice, simple, free theme, like I said, you can create yourself a nice little logo on Canva. You can use Unsplash and get a lovely, beautiful header image in your niche. Just use your search terms and then keep it super simple. Okay, so what I want to talk about are the essential pages that you really need to try and get set up before you start sending a lot of traffic. Now, notice my language there, before you start sending a lot of traffic. In other words, if you don't have all of these set up straight away, don't worry about it. You can set them up as you go. But I do believe, and I don't know this for an absolute fact because I am not the biggest expert in the world on Google and how they rank sites, but I do believe that there is a chance you will get penalized by Google if you don't have the relevant privacy, terms of service, things like that in place. Okay, so you do want to make sure that you have these in place as soon as possible. So your essential pages that you need are going to be your privacy policy, your terms of service page, your contact page, your about page, obviously your home page, and in an absolute ideal world, a list building page or box. Okay, so I'll go through these with you now and explain what each of these are and how to get them super fast. So let's talk about, first of all, number one and two, your privacy policy and your terms of service. I see a lot of comments about these online. Many people are talking about going to get solicitors and lawyers and, you know, getting all these pages done and blah, blah, blah. And yes, absolutely, I recommend that you do have a customized terms of service and privacy policy for your site, but not yet. you can do that when you're generating 100,000 people to your site and you're making money and you can go and pay somebody to do you a customized terms of service for your site. Right now, you just need something fairly generic that just covers you and covers your customer on the basics. Unless you're about to start a very, very complex, in-depth business selling, I don't know, sharp knives or something, which you're going to need insurance policies for and all sorts for your customers, and therefore you probably do need something extremely customized from the word go. If you are starting with a blog where you're going to be selling information products or doing some affiliate marketing or selling journals or t-shirts, then you're just going to need something fairly basic in place. So this is not ideal, but it is a short-term solution to get you through until you start to earn and you can get somebody to help you do a customized one. But if you go to Google and just type in terms of service generator, then you're going to see that there are going to be some services that pop up. They're free to use and you can go through them and pick on the ones that you feel is the most relevant for your site. And basically, it's just a terms and conditions generator. You just click in there, you change all the details to your site, to your address, to your contact details, your emails, all of that kind of stuff. And basically, you download it and then you're able to put it onto your website. And they also have privacy policies as well. So I'm actually just looking at one here now, which has got a 9.8 out of 10. It's been generating policies since 2013. It's called privacyterms.io. And then /terms-conditions-generator. So if you actually just type in terms of service generator, this pops up. And you can go in here and you can create your terms and conditions and your privacy policy. And then it looks like these are a company that when you're ready, you could then maybe go to actually help you create a customized policy for you. All right. So I think this is worth looking at. I certainly don't recommend it, just to put it out there. It's not something that I know much about from a legal standpoint. I'm not recommending you as a lawyer or whatever. You obviously need to go and do your own due diligence. Due diligence on this, all right? I am in no way legally qualified to guide you. Plus, this is a company in the US, although it does look like they've got a GB section as well, a UK section. So if you're in Australia, you might want to go and get a very specific Australian terms generator. And if you're in another country entirely, then you're going to need something probably for your country, whatever. You're going to have to go and do some due diligence on your own. But this is just a short-term scenario that can get you through for a little while to generate your own terms and conditions and privacy policy on your website, okay? And then, as I've said, when you're earning some money, you can then go and get something done that's customized specifically for your site and your business. Okay, so moving on, page number 3 is your contact page. Now, this is what I mean by don't worry too much about these pages. You do need them, but if they're not all wholly set up before you're driving traffic, don't worry about it. Well, I just realized last week, and I'm now up above 12,000 hits a month, I've been really pushing my blog for the last few months, that my contact page wasn't even live. There was nothing on it. It just said coming soon. So I have now updated my contact page. Mine simply says at the top, contact Joe Barnes. Then it says, please use the email contact details below for partnership inquiries or to report technical issues only. As much as I would love to respond to all emails about your business, I am unable to do so. Therefore, if you have any questions about building or growing your online lifestyle business, please join my free Facebook group, Your Lifestyle Business. All other inquiries can be directed to joe@yourlifestylebusiness.com. Thank you. And that's all it says. So I'm directing general inquiries as much as I can, just generally about, you know, having an online business to the Facebook group. But if anybody wants to talk to me about guest blogging or podcast interviews or anything like that, or they want to report any technical issues, then they can contact me on my email address. I'll put my contact page in the show notes so you can go and have a look at that. And that's basically a really, really simple and easy page to create. All right. All right, number four, your about page. Now, your about page is going to need a bit more work. I've got to be honest with you. I've been looking at my about page for a while and feeling that it does need a bit of a redesign. But you know what? It works for now. It definitely needs a better picture. Sorry, I'm just looking at it now. And oh, my God. It's me sitting on a sunbed in Boracay, actually. I was in the Philippines on Boracay, which is beautiful, by the way. But I was in a very unflattering position. And it's just not the nicest image of me anyway. So that needs to get changed at some point. So my about page definitely needs updating. But an about page is your chance to tell your story. It really is. It's your opportunity to tell your story, why you're doing what you're doing, what your business is about, how it's going to help the people coming along to your website, all of that kind of stuff, okay? So go and have a look at lots of different about pages if you want some inspiration. There's some really good ones out there. So in your niche, go and find the people that you really admire or you read. Go and have a look at their about pages, see what they're writing, and then you can create yours. But obviously yours is about you. I'm merely suggesting that you go and have a look at others just for some inspiration on how you could maybe lay yours out. But your about page needs to be your story and your reason for your business online today. All right, number five is your homepage. Now, obviously, you will have your homepage set up as part of your blog. I just mention it because your homepage is probably going to be one of the most linked to pages on your site. You kind of think it isn't. You think, oh, no, because I'm going to go and build links to my individual pages. But actually, people generally just link back to your homepage. So what you need to be doing with your homepage is making sure that on your homepage, it links to the most important posts on your site. So as you start to write your big pillar posts, which we're going to be talking about in next week's episode, you want to make sure that your homepage links to those most important pages. Plus on your homepage, you want to make sure if you've got a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group or something like that, that you tell people about that on your homepage. Come and join my LinkedIn group or my Facebook group. If you've got any freebies, any list builders, you want to put those on your homepage. And maybe a little bit about you, a little bit about your story or something, link through to your social media sites, that kind of stuff. Once again, when it comes to the homepage, you could spend so long designing this. I urge you not to. I urge you to use one of the themes, the free themes that WordPress supplies, and just use what you've got and put all the information you want to within the design that you can do on using one of their themes. Worst comes to the worst, if you really are completely and utterly not wanting to do any of this yourself technically, and I wholly recommend you don't, then go on to Upwork.com, Upwork.com, look for somebody who can help you at about $10 an hour. Do not fall for these companies that are going to charge you thousands of bucks. You want some basic edits, some basic changes to your homepage made, where you're just going to explain to them what you want on there, where you want it, and they're going to go and do it for you, all right? And that shouldn't cost you more than $100 for somebody to do you a half-decent design on your homepage. Another solution for you is just go into one of the Facebook groups you're in and just say, hey guys, I've started a blog. I'm not technical at all. I know exactly what I want, but is there anybody who would be willing to give me a few hours to help design my homepage? I'll 100% pay you. I just really need that help. And hopefully you'll find somebody. And feel free to come into my group. If you're part of my group, the Your Lifestyle Business group, come in there and ask anybody in there. Is anybody can help me just design a quick homepage so it looks nice on my site? All right. And then last but not least is your list building page. Now, I do not want this to hold you up. I don't want your list building page to become the thing that stops the launch of your blog. If you launch without a list builder, it's absolutely fine. If you decide you want to kind of build a list builder as you go, then do that. If you've already got a list builder in mind, let's say you're going to run a quiz or you've done a PDF or you've got a little video or something and you want to set that up quickly and easily, then a plugin like Optin Monster is probably going to be one of your best options. You could easily go with ClickFunnels. You can easily go with Lead Pages. You can go with all these kind of fancy schmancy lead generating stroke funnel builder platforms. Number one, they're fairly pricey. Number two, you've got to kind of figure then out how you're going to plug them all into your autoresponder and your website and all the rest of it. And number three, they are quite load heavy. So I actually use Lead Pages because I've used it for years, so I know how it runs. But it creates some load on my speeds for my website. So I'm actually looking, I haven't used it yet. I'm not recommending it because I haven't actually used it myself. But once I have used it, I will come back and let you guys know what I think. But I'm actually going to be looking at Opt-in Monster, mainly because it's built for WordPress. So when something is built specifically for the platform that you're using, the chances are they've made it so that it's not going to be load heavy on your website. They've built it specifically so it can be a lightweight, easy to use plugin that, you know, just works with your site. So I'm actually going to be looking at Opt-in Monster myself. They are not the only tool on the web. There's another one for WordPress called ConvertBox. Again, I haven't used it. That has actually been recommended to me by a fellow blogger. I have not used it yet. Once I have looked at Opt-in Monster and ConvertBox and maybe a couple of others, I will probably do a podcast about it or a blog post about it. And let you know what I think. But have a look at those. Have a look at your Opt-in Monsters, your Convert Boxes. If you want your Lead Pages, your Click Funnels, see which one is best for you if you already have a list builder. And if you can, either create a list building page that goes on your site or a little subscribe button somewhere. I've actually got images on my homepage. If you go to yourlifestylebusiness.com, I've actually got two images under Start Your Lifestyle Business Journey here. These then open up to my ebooks. I'm actually going to be swapping these out for a quiz very soon. I'll talk about that on a different podcast. And also on the very bottom, I've got like a little link for a free ebook. And that goes through to a little page saying, hey, download my free ebook. So, yeah. But like I say, do not let that hold you up. If you do not yet have a list builder, that's something you can add at a later stage. What we need to do is get moving here with your blog. So that being said, they're all your essential pages. I'll put a list in the show notes, but quick recap: privacy policy, terms of service, contact page, about page, home page, and ideally, in a perfect world, your list building page. So now, let's quickly talk about plugins. What you do not want to do is have too many plugins on your site, because plugins can, first of all, they can disrupt each other and break your site. Secondly, they can severely slow your site down. So you really only want the plugins on your site that really work for your business. So when I talk about these top 10 plugins that I use, these are the plugins that I use that work with my business. I'm going to explain what each of them are, and then you need to decide whether any of these are relevant to your business, and secondly, whether you want any of the functionality I'm talking about, okay? So number one, the first plugin I recommend is a caching plugin. So this is a plugin that's going to help your site run faster. I highly recommend you do this. Now, if you go with a hosting company like WPX Hosting, who I've just recently moved to actually, they suggest their own caching plugin. I actually started using a plugin called WP Rocket. And what that does is it not only acts as a caching plugin for your website, i.e. what it does is it, I'm not like super expert on this. I can only tell you what I've learned recently. But what caching means is, let's say I'm sitting in Thailand, which I currently am, and I load a blog, and that blog serves me all the way from a server in the US. What it then does is it caches on my machine. So if I go into that blog again and again and again, each time I go in, it just loads faster because it's already cached some of the information from the server in the US to the server in Thailand, if that makes sense. So it just speeds up your website. So I was using WP Rocket, and what WP Rocket also does is it optimizes your images. So for me, I have a very image-heavy site. So to have something that squashes all my images and compresses them without reducing the quality was huge. So I installed WP Rocket, and sure enough, the speed of my website went up like bang. It was awesome. And then I read about a plugin called Nitro Pack. which apparently blows WP Rocket out of the water. So I've actually very recently, only in the last week, installed Nitro Pack. And here is the good thing about it. By installing Nitro Pack, I've been able to disable three other plugins that all did different jobs that Nitro Pack does for me. So not only does it speed up my site, but it also optimizes my images. It also does lazy loading of my images. So in other words, my text loads first and then my images come up as people scroll down. So it's not trying to load the whole page all in one go, which could slow it down. And it just does all this really funky technical stuff in the background that makes it work. And the best part is once you kind of install it, that's it. You don't really have to do much else. And if you've got a really good hosting company, they'll help you with it anyway. So I have actually just installed Nitro Pack, and sure enough, my current speed for desktop is at 97 out of 100 on Google Page Speed, which is awesome. Now, it's not quite where I want it to be for mobile yet. It's still down at around 56-57 for mobile, so I'm going to be getting onto Nitro Pack support and finding out what else can I do to increase the speed on mobile. But sure, for desktop, I mean, it's just rocketed. It's really, really fast. So go and look into WP Rocket or Nitro Pack, and definitely install a caching plugin like one of those two. I have not yet found recommendations for anything better on the market than either WP Rocket or Nitro Pack. There's lots of little ones like Auto Optimize and WP Cache and stuff like that, but they don't all do like, you know, the main functions. You have to have two or three to do the main job. So go and have a look at Nitro Pack / WP Rocket. You'll want one or other of those, not both, only one, and that will speed up your website without you having to do anything else, which is pretty awesome. All right, the second plugin, which I highly recommend anybody gets when they're starting their blog, and that is the Yoast plugin. Now, Yoast is a tool that helps you with your SEO. So if you're not going to be doing any SEO whatsoever, if search engine optimization is of no interest to you, then you probably don't need Yoast. But if search engine optimization is of no interest to you, then you should be focusing your efforts elsewhere than blogging. Because really the best way to gain traffic on your blog is through search engine optimization. If you want to go and do more social stuff, well then build your audience on the social platform. Just go and become a master of Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. But if you're going to be focusing on your blog, really in an ideal world, you want to be doing some SEO. So Yoast is going to help you with that. And it's I love it. I love Yoast. It basically tells me whether I've got the right amount of keywords in my post. It tells me whether I've got the correct keywords in my header. It tells me if I've missed putting my meta description in, which Google picks up. It helps me make sure that my links look good. It just helps me with everything. All of the SEO, the readability, the whole lot. I love it. It's really, really good plugin. Plus, if you ever do anything like redirects and stuff, it helps you with that. And also, if you're going to do anything on Pinterest, then Yoast helps you get the rich pins so that all your details of your blog post and everything pop up on Pinterest. So it's a really, really good plugin. Now, a couple of other ones like Yoast that are cheaper or free is one called Rank Math and one called SEO Press. I have not tried either. I am a Yoast fan. But some people swear by Rank Math, and I haven't read much about SEO Press, but I do know and I think they are cheaper. So go and have a look at those plugins. Yoast is I think it's got a free version, but the one you're going to want is the paid one. No getting away from that. So go and have a look at Yoast. Go and have a look at Rank Math. Go and have a look at SEO Press. Do your own due diligence. See which one works for you, for what you want and your budget, and get that installed as soon as possible. All right, number three, I spent years looking for a decent plugin for Google Analytics, and you can put in basic ones. I mean, years ago, back in the kind of Online Marketing Addicts Joe Barnes Online days, I think I had Jetpack installed, which does their own kind of stats, which I actually really liked. But Jetpack's a big old plugin with lots of different features, which I don't use anymore. I now use a plugin called Monster Insights. Now, unfortunately, this is also a paid plugin, and there will be free plugins out there to help you with the Google Analytics. But I use this one; I really like it. It's $8 a month, which you pay a year in advance. You pay $100 for the whole year, and you get your dashboard and all your analytics details, your real-time reports, your Search Console reports, all of that kind of stuff in there. So I really like it. It gives me everything I need directly within my dashboard. It is not absolutely necessary. I like it because I like to see it within my dashboard, but you can just use Google Analytics for free and not actually, you know, bother with it, all right? So if you're watching the pennies, which we all are when we're starting a business, that's $100 a year that you don't need to spend if you don't want to. But I did want to mention it because it is something that I use and I just really like it, and it means I can go in the back end and see all my stats and all the rest of it in the dashboard of my WordPress site. So that's Monster Insights. Actually, the same guys behind Optin Monster. And that is to see, track all your analytics information. All right, number four, I use a plugin called Grow Social. Grow by Mediavine. It is a social sharing button plugin, and it has a free version. So the free version of the plugin comes with Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, etc. And it also has a premium version. I just use the free version. So you can go in there and you can add in, what I like about it is you can put in all the images and the text that you want to pop up when somebody wants to share your stuff. So you can actually go in and put in a little thing of text under every single post on your blog. It comes up with, there's a whole extra section for the social media section, and you can go and put an image for like Facebook, you can go and put an image for Pinterest, and then when anybody shares across Facebook or Twitter, then it's going to bring up that kind of main social image with your little text that you've got there. And if anybody shares on Pinterest, then it's going to bring up the Pinterest image and the text that you have put in there. So for every single post, you can basically get that all ready, and then when anybody shares, it's exactly what you've put in the back end. So I really, really like it. And you can have a floating sidebar, you can have social share counts, total counts, or you can turn them off. You can have it at the top of your content, you can have it below the content, you can edit the button labels. You know, it's just a really nice, and it's quite lightweight. I used to use something else, oh, I can't remember its name, but it was really heavy and it slowed my site down a lot. And this one is a nice lightweight plugin. So Grow by Mediavine. That's a really good plugin for social sharing. All right, number five, I do most of my posts on Google Docs, so I don't write directly into WordPress. I write them first on Google Docs and then I transfer them into WordPress. So I've got this fantastic, it's absolutely fantastic, life-saving Mammoth.docs converter, it's called. And basically what you do is you export your Google Doc as a Word document, which keeps all of the formatting that you've done in Google Docs. So if you've formatted your headings in H1, H2, etc., keeps all of that. If you've put images in there, it keeps all of that. And then you download it as a Word doc, and then you go into your post, you go down to Mammoth Docs Converter, you click upload the Word doc, and boom, there is your Word doc. It's absolutely fantastic. I love it. And the one thing I would say before you do is you must make sure in your Google Doc that you click on the images and you right click and you make sure you add in your alt text. So add in the alt text for your images before you load it into your blog. But it's a fantastic little piece of kit. And best of all, it's completely free. We like those. All right, number six. Because my blog posts are very long, I have lots of very long blog posts. And when I say very long, I'm talking anywhere between 15,000 to 25,000 words, some of my blog posts. I have something called the Easy Table of Contents. That's what the plugin is called. So if you go to my Amazon FBA post, for instance, or my life-changing online business post, or my how to build an email list of hot leads for your business, they'll all have a table of contents at the top. And that is a plugin called Easy Table of Contents. Again, completely free, very lightweight, and super simple to use to add a table of contents to your site. Number seven, if you are going to become an affiliate marketers. So if you are going to add affiliate programs to your website, then you really want a nice affiliate plugin that makes your links look good, because a lot of affiliate links are horrible. You know, they've got lots of numbers and things like that. So I use something called Thirsty Affiliates. It's a plugin called Thirsty Affiliates. Again, it's free to use, and it allows you to go in and it suggests to you that your affiliate link is going to be your website /recommends/ whatever you're affiliating for, right? Which is funny, actually, because years ago, I had a website that I actually bought the domain joerecommends.com, and I put all my affiliate links through that. So I like that. I like that whole recommends. So basically, yeah, you just go into, you plug it in, you go in, you add in your affiliate link that you want to link to. You then add in the anchor text that you want to use. So I don't know, let's say you're affiliating for Monster Insights, for instance, then you'd go in and you might put Monster Insights as one word, and it would come out as yourwebsite.com/recommends/Monster Insights, and that's it, and that would go through to your affiliate. And if you're doing any kind of like deep linking, so in other words, if you're linking to information pages of an affiliate program, then you're going to have these really long kind of page links from your affiliate program, your referral program, and you're able to go into Thirsty Affiliates and just create some really nice, much shorter links. So I highly recommend that if you're going to be doing any affiliate marketing. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes or Spotify or somewhere else, then you won't see this. But if you're actually on my blog and you've clicked play on the little player that is sitting on my podcast page, that is a fab little plugin called Fusebox Player. This has actually been created by Pat Flynn, who of course is one of the foremost affiliate marketers and podcasters in the online marketing niche. So Pat Flynn didn't like the players that were out there, and he's bang on, because I did quite a bit of research before I signed up for Fusebox Player to see what the other ones look like, and he wanted something that looked a lot nicer, and so he came up with Fusebox Player. And so that is basically what you can see on my blog. If you go to yourlifestylebusiness.com/podcast, you'll see that that's what's on there. And what I love about it as well is that it comes across really, really nice on my mobile as well. So unfortunately, this is not a free plugin. There is a free version, but it's very, very limited. But at least it gives you a chance to try it out and see whether you like it. But the good news is that the pro version is only $8 a month billed annually. So it's not going to break the bank. And it's a really nice way of being able to showcase your podcast. Now, I've actually just got this full player sitting there in my podcast page. But you can also have like a sticky player that you put on all of your posts, or a single track player that you put on each individual post. So it's great. It's really well done, really nice app that you should, a plugin that you should have on your site if you're doing podcasting. So that's Fusebox Player by Pat Flynn. Number nine, again, personal to me. If you're not an Instagrammer, then you won't want this. But I've got a really nice Instagram box on my homepage. I really like it. It's a nice way of showcasing your Instagram feed. And the plugin I use is called Smash Balloon Instagram Feed. Now, it is free just to do these basic Instagram boxes and stuff. They do have a pro. They've got an offer on, I believe, at the moment where they're giving like a 60% discount off it. But the free version does me for the minute. I haven't found any reason to use the pro. So that's called Smash Balloon Instagram Feed if you want to be showcasing your Instagram feed anywhere on your site. And then last but not least, and you may not need this if you've got Thirsty Affiliates, but it's something I've had for years, really, since I used to blog many years ago, and it's called Pretty Links. Pretty Links. And it just allows you to turn any link into a link that comes from your website. So as an example, I've got my YouTube channel, Facebook page, Twitter account, LinkedIn account, all of my social media accounts, for instance, are yourlifestylebusiness.com/Facebook, yourlifestylebusiness.com/YouTube, yourlifestylebusiness.com/Twitter. So rather than having all these, you know, different links, I've got them all sitting on Pretty Link, and it's yourlifestylebusiness.com/whatever the link is. So it's just, I don't use it for affiliate links. I do specifically use the Thirsty Affiliates for that. But Pretty Links is free. It's lightweight. You don't need the pro version. And if you do just want, if you're not doing affiliates linking, but you want something to put some links behind, then Pretty Link is the app for you, the plugin for you. All right, so quick recap. That's number one, Nitro Pack or WP Rocket to speed up your site. Number two, Yoast for SEO, or you can have a look at Rank Math or SEO Press. Number three, Monster Insights for analytics, or you can just use Google or find a free Google Analytics plugin. Number four, Grow by Mediavine for social sharing. Number five, Mammoth.docs Converter for converting Word docs into blog posts. And as I said, you can easily download your Google Doc as a Word doc and then upload into your blog post. Number six, Easy Table of Contents for a nice little table of contents in your blogs. Number seven, Thirsty Affiliates to create really nice affiliate links if you're doing any affiliate marketing. Number eight, Fusebox Player if you want to create a really nice way to showcase your podcasts. Number nine, Smash Balloon Instagram feed if you want to highlight your Instagram feed on your blog anywhere. And number 10, Pretty Links, which is just a lovely way. It does what it says on the tin. It makes your links pretty. And that's it. So that is today's podcast. There are your essential pages and plugins for your money-making blog. And when I say essential pages, yes, not all of the plugins are essential. You obviously need to have a look through and see which plugins are going to work for your site. But please just remember, the less plugins you can have, the better. It gets very exciting with plugins, and there's all sorts of different things they can do, but really the least amount of plugins you can have on your site, the better, because they do break, they do interfere with the code on your site, they do slow your site down, and low quality plugins are easily hackable. So whatever you do, only ever use a reputable plugin with a lot of reviews. Don't just go and slam anything up there, because people can hack through your plugins to basically take down your site. So be very careful with plugins and only ever use reputable plugins. So I hope today has been useful to you. Our next podcast is going to be creating the cornerstone content for your site. So in other words, the first four or five main posts that you're going to use to basically launch your money-making blog. So I look forward to seeing you in that episode. Thank you very much for listening. Have an amazing week, whatever you're doing, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run from Anywhere in the World. Also, make sure you come and join our Facebook community. Just search for Your Lifestyle Business on Facebook, and you'll soon be sharing ideas with like-minded entrepreneurs all on the same journey. Lastly, if you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It takes a tenth of a second to hit the little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible with the message, make it happen. Thank you so much. See you next time.